what's going on out there? V's After Dark Radio Land. You know what time it is when it's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday here on V's After Dark Radio. It's time for the quickest hour in sports talk on the internet. It's Ask Miss V Sports. Of course, you could call in with your questions and comments anytime during this fastest hour in internet sports talk at 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And if you want to talk to me or Miss V, who right now is not with us right now, but she will be joining us very shortly, you could press number uno, which is one in Spanish, if you want to ask us a question or have a comment. And I will actually open the chat room. That would be a nice thing to do. Yeah, that would be nice, right? Let me do that right now for you. Let me see that, Eddie. Just to pull the curtains a little bit back, I barely made it into the studio, Blog Talk that is, because the computer want to act on crack on the internet, and I barely made it. I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, that's how I am. I like to, you know, put as much of my life out there as I can. Not everything, but most of, I would say at least 75%, maybe 80, but who's counting? Anyway, we have a lot to talk about. Ms. V, when she gets a chance to come on the air, she's going to talk about her big win on her Kentucky Derby prediction. If you remember last week's show, she predicted that Nyquist, whatever the hell the horse name is, was going to win. And she wants to let everyone know how, you know, the process of that Saturday with the Kentucky Derby and all that other stuff, which we'll definitely talk more about then once she gets on the air. And until then, I'll be riding a little solo for at least another 15, 20 minutes or so, then Ms. V will be on. So there's stuff I could talk about right now. I mean, there's the NBA playoffs, which we all know that as of right now, we're up to date right now, Steph Curry and the Warriors are now, they won their series last night, winning 4-1 over the Portland Trail Blazers. They will now be waiting in the conference finals to either face the San Antonio Spurs or Oklahoma Thunder. And no, not Greg. We're not talking about Greg. We're talking about the actual team, OKC. And OKC is actually up 3-2, which I'm a little surprised. Not that surprised, because it all depended on how OKC would play. Because we all know when it comes to the closing minutes of a game, they usually fall apart or they commit stupid fouls or something. But they actually have been playing very well. Although there have been a lot of calls in the playoffs lately that have not been called by the refs for some reason. And then after the fact, when they take a look at it, they go, oh, yeah, we missed a couple of calls, which, you know, it's mind-boggling. Especially when they're on the home court of that particular team that the foul was called on. But anyway, I digress about that. There's nothing new when it comes to these refs. But besides Durant, who, you know, he is a very damn good player, Russell Westbrook is just relentless and unbelievable. And I say if it wasn't for the fact that Steph Curry was in the league, you could have a good argument that he is, if not one of the best players today, he's probably even a little better than LeBron, or at least comparable to LeBron. Because one thing that he has, Russell Westbrook, LeBron doesn't have, is that killer instinct. He plays angry. He's like a throwback of the 90s, you know, the 80s and 90s of the NBA, and I do respect him a lot. Now, does he go a little overboard sometimes? Yeah. But he's definitely one of the top five. If not, you could put him in a top three. You could say in any order you want, Steph Curry, LeBron, and Russell Westbrook. Definitely could have that argument, and that's a very debatable argument. But they have a chance tonight to close out the Spurs, who, by the way, they don't have a good record when they're on the road facing elimination. Their overall record under Coach Popovich, by the way, who, by the way, is one of the greatest coaches of all time in the NBA, the Spurs are 2-10 when facing elimination. So only 2 wins out of 12 games when it comes to facing elimination that they have won. So I still think, because I predicted before this all happened, that they would face each other in the semifinals, you know, the OKC and the Spurs. I still feel knowing the Spurs and how battle tested they are, unlike OKC, although they've been in the finals back in 2012, they still are not totally battle tested because you got a couple of guys, especially the coach, that, you know, the regular coach they had is not there no more. But there's certain players that haven't been in the battles like with Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. But I feel with the Spurs' experience and with the coaching staff that they would prevail, win game six on the road in OKC and come back home to close out OKC in seven games. That would not surprise me. If OKC wins this game tonight, though, against the Spurs and eliminate the Spurs 4-2, you could arguably, you can actually have a good reason to say they have an excellent chance to go to the finals. Now, people say, well, are you crazy? Because of the Warriors. Well, with the war. Oh, I think Ms. V is back. Ms. V, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, back
first
again.
Let me talk
Ms.
about
V's back.
Steph Curry.
Tell a friend. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
Guess who's back?
Okay,
guess
I got to make
back.
A comment
guess
about Steph. I'm going to talk about the Steph Curry comment. First of all, LeBron is a fucking asshole.
Well, what's
You know, he all. Why can't he just give the man a compliment? You know, I don't come out. There's different calibers of MVP. Okay, bitch, get a fucking hairline. Oh, I started cussing. I'm sorry. LeBron, get a hairline. Get a hairline. First of all, I'm going to say Steph Curry needs to be MVP because he has the most adorable daughter in the world. When she's walking in and she's doing the ICU, you got to pick. Wait a minute. You got to give the child credit. She is the most adorable child out there. I'm just going to, he needs MVP just for having a child. Not only is she well-mannered, she know how to call him out. No, I'm not.
Let me also say he deserves MVP not only because of his playing skills, obviously, and because of his adorable daughter, but he has a beautiful wife and a very beautiful mother. I'm just saying. My. Okay, go ahead.
But I'm just saying, you know, so LeBron get a hairline. You know,
Quincy,
why can't you not just say congratulations?
He actually commented.
Compliment.
Somebody asked him about Steph Curry winning MVP for the second year in a row, and he actually said what he said.
Yeah, he basically said there's different levels of MVP and,
Give the guy credit. Jesus Christ.
He threw shade. He was like, I'm not saying
deserve
it.
I mean, excuse me. That's crap.
When you
That's
sit there and start throwing shade when somebody gets something,
which they deserve, by the way.
Again.
They earned it.
And
it's not like they didn't earn it. They earned it. You know?
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, why can't he just say congratulations?
You
hadn't heard about him throwing shade?
No, I knew about, I thought it was a reporter's opinion. I didn't know he actually, I was going to look more
LeBron
into this.
LeBron throwing shade.
Okay, I'm looking
LeBron
right now.
LeBron throwing shade.
LeBron just says, quote unquote, valuable in MVP open to interpretation. Let me say this, all right? Okay. Now, this is the truth. And this is the honest-to-God truth. If the Cavaliers didn't have LeBron, the Cavaliers would not be where they're at. That's the truth. That is the truth. But in overall this season, where you have Steph Curry, who broke his own three-point record, shooting 402 three-pointers, which is ridiculous, and he broke his own record of 380-something. The man scored how many 40-point games this year? At least 13-plus games. The man has been outstanding. Now, have the Warriors still won without Stephon Curry when he hurt his knee?
Yes,
but guess what?
But
they
the
definitely
point.
Will need
that's
him in the conference finals and beyond in order to be, whether it's OKC, whether it's the Spurs, or whether even it's, God forbid, LeBron James and the Cavaliers. So he is just as valuable as LeBron. LeBron needs to shut up, worry about, I thought it was about winning and team and, you know, about championships. So if it's about that, you wouldn't give a shit, obviously. Excuse me, you wouldn't care. I'm sorry, when I think of LeBron, I curse a lot.
That's what you said. I had that
podcast. Now, LeBron, I know you're thinking of his
legacy. You know what? LeBron does that.
You know, bottom line, you're never going to be Jordan. You never will be the best of all time. You're definitely one of the best, but you're not going to be the best ever. So relax yourself. Like Ms. V said, get a better hair plug or whatever the hell you need, because that spray can thing you're using is not working. We'll see the lies. Okay, Charles Barkley even called you out plenty of times. So let's just do what you have to do. You've been undefeated. Congrats. I think a lot of it has to do because the Eastern Conference is very weak. Let's be honest. The Western Conference is much harder than
Eastern Conference.
Even though Detroit did show up, though Detroit did give him a little run for his money, and even who's the last? Well, the Hawks, they might as well not have showed up. But at least with the Pistons, even though the Pistons got swept. Now, I'm not saying this because Ms. V's my partner and I'm with her. It has nothing to do with that. They really were toe-to-toe with them. They just couldn't put them away. They couldn't put the Cavaliers away, but they stood toe-to-toe with them. Even though they got swept, it was one of those.
They gave them a run for their money. They made sure every game was a game. There were no blowouts, and that's what people have to understand. LeBron can't sit there and say, oh, well, we blew out the Pistons. So you never blew out the Pistons. The Pistons came to play. The Pistons
they weren't scared
came
of you.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
they weren't intimidated.
The Pistons, like they said, they are still a young team. They're not the Pistons aren't making excuses. I'm going to tell you one of their problems, Andre Drummond. You know, I've been saying this. You know, you can't have the worst 3-point
look at this. Wait, hold on a second. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Wait, hold on 1 second. Did I pause this? I didn't pause this right. They were showing comparisons because you know how you go on the website and they have a media player automatically play. Doesn't matter what website you have on. Well, they were showing comparisons. Here we go. Let me pause this. Pause, you piece of crap. Okay. This season. Okay. Now, be fair. Now, we all know. We all know. And we haven't hit any of this. Me and Ms. V and a lot of people like us don't like LeBron James. Okay? But we keep it real. We give the devil his due when it deserves. It doesn't matter if it's somebody like LeBron that we hate or someone else we don't like. If they deserve, they do. We give them their credit. Doesn't change that we like them now, but we do give the devil his due. But this is the fair comparison. Curry, this season, points per game, averaged 30.1 a game. LeBron James, 25.3. Okay, check to Steph. Assists per game, 6.7 assists per game for Curry. 6.9 to James. Okay, you could call that as a wash, you know, tie, whatever. Okay. All right, steals per game. 2.1 for Curry, 1.1 for LeBron James. Give that to Curry. Field goal percentage, okay, you have Curry 50.4, LeBron James 52%. Now, the only reason Curry is a little bit less is because he shoots threes like no other. So, His three point percentage, by the way, this is where he blows LeBron out the water, okay? And this is why Curry, see, a lot of people say, but wait a minute, LeBron James' field goal percentage is better, 52% over Curry's 50.4%. But this is why, because like I said, Steph Curry, way more attempts at threes than LeBron, but made 45.4% 3-point shots to LeBron James' 30.9%. Destroys him in that category.
That's a big difference, and three-pointers are a big part of the game when you're talking about a percentage like that. You know, let's keep it real. LeBron is not a horrible player, but quit crying. Every time you don't get something, you cry. You cry more
That's
than
why we
my
don't like
children
you.
Cry when they were growing up, and this is my problem. You know, but I got to move on because we got to talk about me winning the Kentucky Derby. You know,
oh, yes, absolutely.
Well,
I was holding it down. So this was supposed to start the show, by the way. So here we go. So let's get right to where it's supposed to start. But go ahead.
And I'm in my car, but I can still, you know, this is one thing to tell you how good it is. I prepared for this, even though I got a little thrown off. I just got to apologize to that, too, because they didn't realize it. But I am probably making me some food. So y'all want him to order my food. That's what that shit's there.
Okay.
But what I will say is with the Kentucky Derby, I wish we could have replayed it because I called it last Thursday. I said that 13 and 11 horses. And I said it's going to come 13, 11. I know I said that because I repeated it again on It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex.
Mm-hmm.
How did it come? 13, 11. When I was asked, even on Friday, I said I can't call who's going to come in third. I said I have no clue. I said
yeah, you did say that.
Come 13, 11. Mm-hmm. I said I couldn't call it, you know.
Mm-hmm,
I stood
mm-hmm.
by that, that I was not going to try to figure out who the third horse was going to be. There's no way I could have done it. I would have lost money because I just really had no clue. I called it. I won. I haven't posted it on Twitter.
Mm.
I didn't bet right because I didn't read the odds correctly. And that's my own fault. But remember,
mm-hmm.
I bet the regular lottery. I don't normally bet on the horses. I mean, I know how to bet on them as far as how they're running and everything, but as far as the odds, I didn't understand how to read the odds. Now, I want y'all to know, because by the way I am, I made sure I schooled myself for the odds this week. So I know
mm-hmm.
the Preakness is next week, and they have not released all the horses. Now, I will tell you, if the horses that they, at least I will tell you the top three, the top two that are definitely running, and these are the two, and I can say it because they said they're definitely running, the Derby winner, Nyquist, and the number two, Exaggerator. Those two are running, and right now the odds are good with those two running against each other. The number three
mm-hmm.
horse, the horse that came in third at the Derby has not said if they're going to run, but their odds are like 20-1 right now if they do run. But the horse
okay.
that would give them a run for their money is Stradivari. And I'm probably saying it wrong because I wrote everything down. And if I was going to call it today and the race is going to be this weekend and the horses that they said were racing definitely were the ones that raced, I would be calling. I would keep my number, the same horses, my two same Exaggerator, and I would throw into that third mix. I wouldn't bet, but I would throw into the third mix verbally Stradivari. Just saying.
Okay.
Like mm-hmm. I said, right now there's only two definitely confirmed horses. They
mm.
haven't given the lineup. They're actually not going to get a lineup until the 18th. Therefore, anybody plans on betting needs to understand what they're going to be betting on. And like
mm.
I said, I can tell you that I will be betting on a Preakness. I have already got my little pennies out and everything, and I'm trying to get an idea how I'm going to bet, but I've got it pretty much clear how I'm going to do it. Ooh, that looks good. Oh, my goodness.
What are you looking at? What type of food are you looking at?
I just came up in the Checkers, and they have this Sunday Stacker. Ooh, I don't need that. Let's see. I need to give me a milkshake. That looks good. It's a caramel cheesecake crunch. And they have the strawberry cheesecake. Oh, my God. That can make a, you know, that can make me give up sex for about 5 minutes.
That's dangerous for Ms. V to see, especially when she's hungry, like she is now. Oh, forget it.
And I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But
or hangry or hungry, angry, like hangry. You're angry and hungry.
Both. But I'm gonna I want to get the $4 meal deal,
mm-hmm.
and I want the checker burger with cheese. No, I take it back. Let me get the cheese double, and that, and for my drink, can I get a milkshake instead?
It won't substitute it.
Okay, then let me get like a Sprite. And then add on a milkshake, but I wanted the banana split.
Ooh, banana split milkshake.
And I want that in a medium.
No, you want large.
Oh, anything else for you?
That'll be it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Ah. How much he said?
Too much.
I was going to say, it's like he said. Oh, okay. I thought he said.
It was like $7 or $8.
I was like, what? Oh, okay. What the hell?
It was like $7 or $8.
Only on this show that you would hear.
Yeah.
Well, actually, on my show, you would hear some shenanigans like that, too. So the next race is what?
How much?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh. You know it.
Oh, that's all right. It was $8.78. I thought it was like $7 or $8.
$8.78.
That's because I got this milkshake that was like $4. It better be good, too.
Oh. So that was the bulk of
The milkshake was almost as much as my meal.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You pay more for the milkshake than it is on the meal.
I know. But you just don't know.
There better be a damn good milkshake.
Good.
There better be a damn good milkshake.
Listen,
for $4.
I'm in a mood.
Yeah, no.
I'm in a mood. I ain't even lying.
Yeah.
I'm in a mood.
Yeah.
But,
leave
it on
that gym machine.
The race that's coming up next weekend is the Preakness. Now, the Preakness.
Oh, Preakness, okay.
There is. When you're going for the Triple Crown,
okay,
thank you. Now, when the horses are going for the Triple Crown, they're saying it looks like Nyquist could be. Now, remember when me and Greg were debating and they said that no horse had done back to back? Well, actually,
You mean back to back Triple
Crown?
There's
not been back to back Triple Crowns. And there has been back to back Triple Crowns. You know, so I need to print that out. But I'm going to call him out on that because, remember, he was having that debate, and I told him, yes, it has. And he kept telling me, no, it has. And I'm like, yes, it has.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it has. I know my horses. You know, I might not know a whole lot, but I know about horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
I might not know about betting on them right, but I know about horse racing. So with that, they said it looks like Nyquist could be another horse that takes the Triple Crown, which will be 2 years in a row for a Triple Crown. And he has an 8-0 record. He has not lost the race. He walked into the Kentucky Derby a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people don't realize that. Thank you. When there's not many millionaire horses that go into the Derby. But he went into the Derby a millionaire. So that right there says a lot for him and his owners. And he's already, just so everybody know, he's already ready for the Preakness. They got him there earlier in the week, and he is doing his training regimen because the race isn't until next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They say he should be ready for the race. He did a gallop today. I think he did a trot yesterday, but they're going back and forth with how they're getting him acclimated to the track.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have this time to, you know, he'll be with the trainer and everything there. They've made sure that he's been calm and, you know, no jet lag or anything. Because remember, he, you know, it's cool. But I can tell you, I'm going to be betting. I will be betting for Nyquist to win. I'm going to do a separate ticket. That was one of my mistakes. I did the exacta. Or the perfecta, as some people would call it. But I did not do just the straight win. So I'm going to make sure that I do a ticket by itself just to win. I got, you know, because I got to get some money this time. But the odds are still low. The odds are 3-5 this time. So there's still not a lot of money if he wins because he's a favorite. He's not a man.
He's a big time favorite. Yeah, he's a big time favorite.
So with him being a favorite, I might have to throw $10 down on him just to win. But I'm still going to also play the perfecta with him also.
Okay.
Therefore, you know, it will be, I got to tell him, I wish he wouldn't do that. Because now that's going to force me to go. I'm sorry, I just pulled up and it's like, see, he gonna trip on me because I'm gonna say, well, you might as well do the whole tree line if you wanna do that. I hate when they do that because he came too far over. So I didn't even wanna say nothing. because this is my neighbor's son, and he probably had to beg his butt to get over here to do it. And then he probably want to be paid. But now he see me come up, and he going to try to do it right. Because he was going too far over. I'm serious. He was going all over and stuff. And then I pull up in the driveway, and it's like, oh, well, let me do this.
The bus is here.
I ain't gonna send it. Luckily, I go on my back door, you know. I just can't stand when people do that, though. Because, see, I'm going to tell him, I don't know what you be cutting your grass with, but, like, I'm trying to get rid of the weeds. And it's something about where I live at out here that they go on to your, well, I don't even want to get into that. But that's what I was saying about the racing. I'll be getting, because the odds being so low, the payouts are big. Now, if the odds were like 20 to 1, it's money involved. When the odds are low, the money is low. So even though I won, it would have been, if he would have been a long shot, which nobody's long shot won, but he did scare me at the end. Actually, Exaggerator scared me because the second horse was not Exaggerator at first. You know, he pulled up. He really pulled up at the end. So I'm hoping that he pulls through for the Preakness. You know, it would be nice to say that I won both the Preakness and the Kentucky Derby. I plan on winning the Preakness for one reason, because I'm going to make sure that I have Nyquist listed to win. Now, I know y'all might say that Shalomacy. I'm not being shallow. I'm keeping it real, real. Real, real.
Really real. Really real.
Really real.
Mm-hmm.
I know who I'm betting on to win. I know how I'm betting him on. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Nyquist is going to win the Preakness. And I'm going to get my money on the Preakness on him. And then I'll call Belmont after that. Definitely. I'm calling him for the Preakness. And for anybody who don't understand, the fact that I called the Derby ahead of time, and apparently nobody listened to me, because my fans, I love them. But I think that when y'all tried to wake me up last week, and I think because I had already had that discussion, it was just like, that's not going to wake me up. Nobody understood. Because I think, wasn't Randy trying to get a rise out of me or something for something?
I think so. It sounds familiar. Something like that. Sounds about right.
However, he didn't get the rise.
No. No way. That's what I was saying.
You know
she's tired. Yeah. That's why I said to him, that's when you know she's really tired, because she would have been I forgot specifically what it was.
Whatever it was something that I had already said, and I was like, you're not getting a rise out of me on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I even made it clear that he was not going to get a rise out of me on that.
Nice try.
No, you got to come up with something better. But I think he was talking about the horse race, and that's what he was trying to get the rise out of. And it was like, you're a little bit late.
Well, you'll definitely see tomorrow.
No. And tomorrow we're going to have to see, because I will be making sure I have a Red Bull, because I have such a busy day tomorrow. We won't tell everybody what I got to do, but
when this
show is over, I will not be resting, by no means. I would love to say I'm going to rest, but I will not be resting when this show is over, because I have... Oh, hush. I know you ain't even thinking about yelling at me. Quit yelling at me. You get smelling this food. No, you don't. And the fact that I got to tell you that you're not getting on is even worse. But I'm more mad because I'm trying to lock my... I'm trying to close my garage.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is.
No, I couldn't find the remote to the garage.
Oh.
Because it's buried in my purse. Oh. And I've got food and everything in my hand.
Yeah.
So,
I've
got
so many
dogs looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
You got so many things. You're juggling everything at once, is what you're saying.
So, I got to eat. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot. I'm going to try my best. You know what? This is bad when I'm hungry because I cuss a lot when I'm hungry.
Yeah. We're so used to uncensored, I think is what it is.
No, you know what it is that I'm mad at LeBron James because that, you know, when you can't just be, you know, why can't you just congratulate anybody? You know, it's always got to be some shade thrown. And that's my problem with him throwing shade.
But then he wonders why people don't like him. And then he wants to act like he's the victim, you know? When he stirs up this shit, see, there you go. Everything with LeBron makes you curse. When you stir
but
it
you
up
know,
yourself, you have no one to blame but yourself, you know? But you don't see it that way.
But he throws so much shade, it's horrible. And that's what gets me, you know, don't you dare go in there. If you mess with my food, I hurt you. You become a doggy meal.
You'd be really in a doggy bag.
But, you know, I had to say something. If you don't get out of my office, you know, like I said, him throwing shade, and like you said, the Jew thought that it was just a reporter saying something. You didn't realize that was him throwing shade.
Yeah, it was him. This is his actual quotes, by the way. Look at Steph's numbers. He averaged 30. He led the league in steals. He was 90, 50, and 40, which is shooting percentages from the free throw line, field, and beyond the 3-point line, and they won 73 games. So I don't do you have any debate over that, really, when it comes to that award? But when you talk about most quote unquote valuable, then you have a different conversation. So take nothing away from him. He's definitely deserving of that award for sure. But see, when you go into the middle of that, of his quotes, he's basically, you know, not giving him credit, but at the end, oh, well, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like half-assed. You know, it's like a half-assed.
He's throwing
like,
shade.
Thing. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's throwing
read between
shade.
The lines.
Let's just call it what it is. He's throwing shade. There's no way around it. There's no way to do it, but to say he's throwing shade, and I get so tired of him throwing shade.
You ready to be a little more angry?
Sure.
David Griffin, the GM of the Cavaliers, says LeBron James is more valuable to the team and NBA than Stephen Curry. Your thoughts?
You know what my thoughts are? What Kool-Aid he's been drinking.
I saw this and I was like, oh, I have to. I saw this actually earlier. I said, oh, I have to bring this up to Ms. V. Okay, this is a quick summary of specifically about our other favorite guy, the GM of the Cavaliers, and Mr. Detroit. By the way, he's from Detroit, if I'm not mistaken. David Griffin.
The owner.
Yeah, the owner of the Cavaliers.
David Griffin is from Detroit also? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not for sure. I thought he was, but I could be wrong. So don't hold me to that. Okay, I'll look it up. Asked Thursday on the Jim Rome show, who was more valuable between Curry and LeBron James, Griffin said it's the cast forward. Quote, if we're really talking about who's carrying his team and the NBA. The argument here is interesting for a contextual standpoint. Some may jump to improper conclusions here. Nowhere during the interview did Griffin say Curry did not deserve to win the MVP. He's the first unanimous NBA MVP in the award's history for a reason, which is amazing when you think about it. That's an amazing thing. James has carried the burden of being the NBA's best player and most visible face for the better part of a decade. his off-the-court earnings still dwarf any other players, and he's among the biggest worldwide advances the game has seen since Michael Jordan. Curry's still a neophyte in those areas. His endorsements are skyrocketing after two historical great seasons, and it's becoming rapidly apparent he's James' successor in the other areas. But in terms of viable to the NBA, it's fair to say James still eclipses Curry for now. That's it.
I'm going to tell you what I feel on this. Now, let's start this off correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who gets what. If you don't play for the Pistons, I actually don't care. If the Pistons aren't winning, I don't care. If it doesn't involve the Pistons, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is that somebody needs to quit drinking the LeBron Kool-Aid.
And massaging
because
LeBron
the Kool-Aid,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the Kool-Aid ain't good, you know.
Yeah, it's not great,
and
but it's not cherry. It's a crappy flavor that no one bought.
What's some new flavor they came up with?
It's not the Kool-Aid we drank. That's for sure.
I'm just saying that I'm not trying to be funny, but I can't even fathom the Kool-Aid because even the owner of the Cavaliers drank the Kool-Aid, and I'm still having a
yeah.
problem with that.
Yeah, the same owner who, by the way, when LeBron left, and we all know how the way he left was the reason why we all got, you know, the way he did it was not cool. You know, free agency is one thing, but to do it the way he did it was so premeditated years ahead of time. You know, it wasn't like he made that decision to go to Miami that summer of 2010. That was premeditated 3 years before with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh during the Olympics in 2010.
And on top of that, when he didn't win in Miami, then he left them. You know, so LeBron
mm-hmm.
is such a sore loser.
Mm-hmm.
He is such a sore loser that
he is.
Cleveland is not a better team with LeBron. And the reason why I'm saying this is because LeBron's ego is horrible. And his arrogance is beyond reproach. He's not even Kobe. This arrogance that he has, first of all, I'm going to go to the nicknames that players get in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
We all know where King James came from. He gave himself that name. Kobe was called the Black Mamba for a reason. The Mailman was called the Mailman for a reason. The Admiral was called the Admiral for a reason. The Worm mm-hmm. was called the Worm for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
All the names that have been given because of the quality of the playing and the things that they have done that have made people notice. Well, I'll take that back. The Admiral got his name because he left the,
Naval
you know,
Academy.
He got out the Navy. He came
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
he went pro. But the mm-hmm. rest of the people, you know, the mailman because he always delivered. Black
Bingo.
Mama because if you know anything about black mamas, that's a snake.
Yeah.
And we're not talking
yeah.
about a horrible snake. We're talking about a good snake. You know, a snake that will, you know, strike. The Worm
yes.
because of the way they slid her up in there. Now, if you
Dennis
people don't know who the Worm is, that's Dennis Rodman.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But these names were earned because of the way they play. The reason
their
why
reputation.
There's an
yep.
Air Jordan is because Jordan went flying through the air. That wasn't just all of a sudden. It was like, look at him fly through the air. And next thing you know, here come Air Jordan. That's
boom,
how
boom,
he
stuck.
Got his, you know, these other
yeah.
names.
They didn't give them. They didn't give
earned.
Themselves the name. Yeah, they didn't give themselves that name. It was the fans that, you know, and it stuck. And they, you know, they accepted, you know. But LeBron did give himself that name. Matter of fact, he has that tattooed on himself. The Chosen One and all that shit. Excuse me. See, again, when you talk about LeBron, you can't help but curse.
That's arrogant.
Yeah.
And how can you... How can you even deal with a person or have your children look up to this individual when they weren't given this name by the players, by their teammates, or by the fans, but by themselves?
He did. Before even doing anything, he calls himself the king. Before doing anything. Just saying.
That ain't cool.
Nah, I mean, that's a huge... I mean, and let's get this straight, everybody. We all know you have to have a certain ego to be successful. We all know that. But when you go to the ultimate stratosphere into outer space type of ego, when you name yourself the king, the chosen one, you know, stuff like that, before you're doing anything, you know, that's a little too much. I'm just saying. For anything. I don't care what you do. That's just a little too much.
And like I said, it's arrogance. It's a level of arrogance that's not called for. It's a level of arrogance that puts you into the mindset of who do children look up to? Who do you respect? This is not somebody I would want my child to, you know, envy or anything else. And a lot of people don't understand that when you're talking about something like this, you have to earn the respect. And I can tell you, he has not earned my respect. You know, am I going to knock him on his playing ability? He's a good player.
No, we're not saying that.
I'm not going to doubt that. I'm
not
going to say he's a horrible player. But what I will say is that his ego is one of the worst around. And in order to be a role model, you have to be somebody that people can say they look up to and they understand. You know,
and relate
you don't
to.
Go name yourself
the king.
The king. You just don't. And it's a sign of arrogance that has not even been earned. And these little rants proves my point. You're not mature enough. Because you are not mature enough to even congratulate a man on his accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman, extremely hard to respect you. And if I had children that were looking for role models, you would not be the person that I would have my children looking at. And you have to understand that when you're talking about role models and things that you want to be known as, do you want to be known as the most arrogant man in basketball? Do you want to be known as a sore loser? Is this how you see yourself? Is this what you want to be known as? Because this is how I see you.
And a lot of people. Including myself.
And you put yourself in a position where I have been fed up with LeBron for a while. We all know that.
Yeah.
But this overall arrogance and problem that he has with being an adult, he took the cake this time.
Yeah, and mind you,
congratulate the man on being MVP.
Yeah,
just congratulate the man.
Show some class. At least, you know, regardless if you mean
congratulate
it.
At least
be, you know, somewhat respectful. You don't have to like it. We're not saying for you to eat it up and kiss his ass. We're just saying that, you know, at least show congratulatory, you know, give him your congratulations.
We don't even have to mean it. But
yeah, exactly. You don't have to mean it. You don't.
Loser. This is the epitome
between the
of
lines.
Losers. This is what we teach our children not to do.
Yeah, even let me say this real quick. Even, and I said this on my show. I didn't get a chance to say it here a couple of weeks ago. Even Cam Newton, who remember I came down on him after what happened in the Super Bowl, he has finally said that, you know what, I have to do better than that. What I did. It took him time, but he realized even he's better. And he's younger than LeBron, if I'm not mistaken. Even he admit, you know what? Yeah, I can't do what I did.
That wasn't called for. I shouldn't have done
it. It wasn't called for. Yeah, it took him a while, but at least the man, at least he admitted. He admitted. He was like, listen, you know, I'm paraphrasing what he's saying, but listen, you know, that was a mistake. You know, I learned from it, and I'm going to go from there. And see, that's all I ever wanted anyway. I can, like I said, I understand you're mad. You lost. No one wants that. But, you know, when you do it the way you did it, and especially when you could be the future face of the NFL, that's a little different. You whether you accept it or not, you put that in that stratosphere because of your talent and who you are. You have to accept the good with the bad. You know what I'm saying? Like I said that time, no one's saying for you to be happy that you lost. If he would have said, listen, I'm just going to say this, you know, we let it, you know, there was a couple of times we let it slip away. They deserve to win, but I guarantee you we're going to be better and we're going to come back to the Super Bowl. If he would have left like that, I would have had no problem. And then he would have left, no problem. I would have had no problem with it. You know what I mean? But it's just the way he did and then looked like a sore loser, you know?
It.
Yeah,
and
you know what I mean?
But the whole thing, but he came back and said, that wasn't called for.
Yeah,
and that's all anybody really wants to hear.
Yeah, that's all, yeah. Exactly.
Eat the humble pie.
Thank you.
Eat the humble pie.
Believe in that. Yeah.
But
reality, you know, you have to take the good with the bad. He never has. That's the problem. He's never has. To this day, I never forgot when he lost that first finals. You know, not the first finals, but the first finals when he was a Heat. And he said that, you know, you remember what I'm talking about. And he goes, well, all you guys got to go back to your boring lives where I'll be still LeBron James. And then you wonder why. You know, that people can't stand you, and you make it worse for yourself. It already was bad enough, but then you made it worse. I mean, come on. And let's be honest.
And that is the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And
but you know what? I'm gonna say something that people don't want me to say. It's not like he's had the best role model. I mean, let's look at his mother. You know. He come and I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna take the flack, and I'm willing to take it. I own what I say, and anybody who knows me knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are sometimes coming from a single parent household is not a good thing, and in his case, the single parent household was not a good thing. She did not teach her son how to do anything other than cry, and she has shown that her parenting skills has really lacked. Her judgment has lacked. Her overall everything has lacked. And it's obvious with the way her son acts that she is still lacking as even a human being. And I'm going to say it. I'm a parent. I'm around her age. I'm not sure what our age difference is. I really don't care. I know we're both in our 40s. And I can tell you that her parenting, even as far as breaking the man code, I mean, there are certain things we just don't do as parents. You know, I'm going to keep it real. I'm not going to, you know, you don't go to your son's friend. You don't. You know, I don't care what nobody say. You don't do it.
That's crossing the line. Yeah.
You know, that line has been crossed numerous times with her. She has set the example for her son. So why should we expect more of someone who doesn't have a positive role model? I mean, I know nobody wants to hear that from me, but I'm going to make this a parenting issue because she's not a overall good parent. You know, I don't know what you would call her parenting skills. You know, spank them, you know, boredom, whoredom. I mean, and, yeah, I'm using these words, and I know these aren't real words, so don't nobody tell me Ms. Vito's aren't words. I know they're not words. But I'm just telling you, her example as a parent, and when this is who your parent is, and this is what your parent has condoned, Uh-huh. How is the rest of the world supposed to look at you? You know, how are we supposed to take you as a human being? And you want this respect and you want to be called these things and you want people to look at you in a certain way, but you're crying, and that goes back to what happened at home. I don't know why your mom raised you the way she did, and I don't know what type of parent her parents were. I'm not here to sit here and call out all parenting skills. What I'm going to say is that for her to raise the man that she raised, she did not raise him properly, or he would not be such a whiny little brat. I mean, he went to private school. Let's keep it clear. He did not go to public school. He came out of private school straight to the NBA. He was already a spoiled brat, so it's not like he had an extremely hard life. I'm going to call this out to say, because a lot of people don't want to hear it, but I'm going to call it. He did not go to public school. He went to private school. I'm emphasizing this because it's not like he's some hood rat who worked his way up out of the gutter and all this stuff. He did not have a lot of struggles. I don't know what the struggles were in his household, but they were not overly great struggles. And that means that just like I will admit, I have not raised my children the best, because I look at some things that my son do and I'm like, whose child are you? Because I don't recall raising you that way. But what I can tell you is that I'm willing to own this. I'm willing to own the bad behavior that my son has conducted that I don't like. Does it mean that he's a good person? She's not owning it. She's condoning. Oh, she ain't got time to condone it. She out there trying to find another teammate to do. You know, she is not a good role model. And I know people don't want to hear me say that, but I'm just going to call it the way it
is.
I do.
I'm eating it up. I love it.
The apple don't fall far from the tree.
Just saying.
And a lot of people do not want to point that finger, but I'm here to tell you I have no problem pointing that finger. Look at who raised him.
That's right.
Is he a brilliant businessman? I have said it numerous times. Yes, he is a fabulous businessman.
No doubt. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
He is a fabulous businessman.
Yes, no doubt.
But as far as a whining rat,
biatch,
he is one of the ones out there. He is a crier. He cries about everything. If he doesn't get his way, he's the first one to cry. He had to name himself. You know, now, just because, and I'm going to say this, I've always called my daughter a princess, but just because I call her a princess don't mean that she go around telling the whole world, you know, I'm the princess and the princess gets this. You know, her Twitter page doesn't say princess on it. I mean, it could, but it doesn't.
Hashtag the princess.
You know, let's keep it real.
Yeah, and usually most mothers will call, or fathers, they will call their daughter a princess, you know, because that's their baby. So it's not like, oh, yeah, this is, you know, like this is what you call the Lion King, you know, oh, son, no, no, you know. And proclaiming, yeah, this is the chosen one. No. That is not saying that.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
I'm keeping it real, though.
It's enough. But then, you know, for him to be that closed-minded and don't see why a lot of people can't stand him, that shows how ignorant and closed-minded he is. How you not realize that the way your actions is your actions. Now, I mean, you know, that's who you are.
He doesn't realize it because of who raised him. That's what you ain't hearing.
Yeah.
His mother raised him that way. And, you know, as parents, you know, we cannot take full responsibility for everything that our children do. But come on, she's got to own something, and she's got to own that she raised a brat. Okay? She raised an arrogant human being, a human being who has no regard for anything else other than himself, a human being who does not see the wrong that he's doing, who doesn't see that you can't cry about every single little thing that happens. You just can't.
I mean,
I mean, at the end of the day, we all have things you don't like. I mean, put it like this. I earned my name. And when I say I earned my name, I'm not talking about the one that was given to me by birth, Miss V. Miss V has been around way longer than Miss V, the toy lady. Miss V was given to me by a lot of my friends because it's a persona and it's a personality that I have, and it's one that I wear well, you know. As the years have gone by, I have grown more and more into Miss V. But I didn't name myself Miss V. My friends named me Miss V. And a lot of times people don't realize your friends can name you. For people who don't understand, this is a name that I earned. You know, when I say that my friends call me V and they call me Miss V, this is not some delusion that I live in. Mm-hmm. I do not live in a delusional world at all. My friends will tell you, you don't want to see Miss V. Now, Miss V, whom they say you don't want to see in the Miss V on the air, are two different people, by all means. I will not say that they're two different people. But it's that arrogance that Miss V has. And I have no problem saying that Miss V has the arrogance. Anybody who listens to me knows I have a big arrogance around me. But guess what? When I got named Miss V, I made sure I earned it, and I wear it very well. LeBron, all we're asking you to do is to earn it. Quit crying. Nobody's telling you to go kiss Steph's butt. Nobody's telling you to throw a party. Nobody's telling you to do any of this. All we're asking is for you to quit being a sore loser. That's all. Now, you might not understand that because you have one of the worst mothers out there. Yeah, I said it. I'll go toe-to-toe with her because I'm a real woman. But I own what I say. I'm not the best parent. I'll never proclaim to be that. But what I have never done and what I'll never do is I will never, ever go do one of my son's friends. Now, well, I can't say I'll do that because I'm getting married. I were not in the situation of getting married. And there was a young man who I met who was close to my son's age. To me, that would be much different because that's not his friend. You, on the other hand, are a skank. And you are a horrible role model. And I don't know no other way to say it. I mean, I'm exhausted just even talking about it. I'm exhausted. I can't believe I'm having another LeBron conversation because I'm just so exhausted and he makes me cuss.
Yeah, he makes me cuss. Yeah.
And this is a family show, so I've done good because I think I want to cuss like 3 times in this show, and we weren't supposed to be cussing at all.
Me too.
But the whole thing is that I'm willing to own it.
Yep.
I own it with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I own it because I know that when I wake up in the morning, I will not be guilty of saying he's right just because. I'm not the one. And like I said, I'm not going to knock LeBron's playing ability.
Nope.
I'm not going to knock anything other than he is a sore loser. He does not know how to just congratulate a person. He doesn't know how to be a man. And when I'm saying this, like I said, I'm going to go to a place that no people will go to. I'm going to his mama. You know, the parenting sucks. Like I said, I'm not going to claim to be Mother of the Year. But what do I know? So now that I've taken up all of Ask Miss Lee Sports, and we were supposed to probably be talking about more than this, we didn't talk about no baseball, but I just got really irked because I had to talk about the ungratefulness and the shade. I had to bring it up. On top of me talking about the
country. Oh, absolutely.
But I really, really had to bring that up. And I'm glad that I did because I didn't realize that
absolutely.
You thought that this was just a reporter, that you didn't know that this
was
throwing shade as usual.
Yeah. Yeah. My. Well, more for me to talk about tomorrow.
And I always like feeling you up. Plus, it's always good to be able to say, yo, James, this is what he said. And you go look at it and you be like, oh, my God. You know.
You know how I feel about him. 6 years and counting, I've despised this so-called man. Just saying. Well, I want to say this before we go off the air. And usually I don't do this because I never really talk about my show. But tomorrow's a little different because somebody that's coming on is one of our friends. Somebody who's been not only on my show but your show will be on my show tomorrow. And it's someone that you know a little more than I do. At tomorrow, when I do my Benchwarmers Live show, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will have my return guest of Misty Stone. Our girl will be on my show. She'll be on my show. She's been on my show at least, wow, that's I think the fifth time, including podcasts and everything. Yeah, so it's at least four.
I thought she's on vacation.
This was planned out months ahead. I made sure I contacted her, making sure, okay, we're good. Yeah, okay. You know, make sure. And I had to remind her and stuff like that, which is understandable. And, so this is going to be cool. And she's one of the best out there. She's very loyal, very but even before I did internet radio with you or doing my own internet radio, she did my show when I just did a podcast. So it shows her character, unlike LeBron James. It shows her character of how down to earth she is and how cool she is. But at the same time,
and she's a fabulous businesswoman. She
Thank
is such
you.
A fabulous
Thank
businesswoman. But somebody else
yes.
I cannot watch on film. So.
But I can. But in your case, it's different. I understand in your, because you met her personally. You know, I haven't gotten.
And she's good friends with my daughter. You know, she's like
yeah,
a sister
yeah.
to my daughter. So you know, it's like.
Yeah, it's understandable. I think a lot of people don't even realize that, even though over 2 years we've been doing shows together, we haven't even met yet in person. You wouldn't think that the way we do shows, but. We haven't met.
That's where we
at all.
Talk and stuff, but you know, but it's like when I tell people that, and you're like, "What?" I'm like, "No."
Yeah.
Missy and my daughter
yeah.
are really good friends, and
yeah,
it's one of those things where if my daughter, and it's not if, but when my daughter finally goes to Vegas with me, I'll probably never see her because that's how. Good of friends they are. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And this is, you know how some people say, oh, this is, no, this is not starstruck. This is literally when we've done exoticas, I've had to pray that my daughter had her phone with her because she's disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to pray if she don't have her phone that Misty has her phone with her. Like, can you send back my child? You know.
My. But that's what's going to happen
like this,
tomorrow.
Chanel Hart knew who I was before I met her. Chanel Hart was like,
that.
Oh, my God, you're Miss Lee. You know, this is how
yep.
people talk
oh.
about me. But,
that was
accident. Damn, we're getting
Sorry.
A fall?
Yeah, that was, well, hey. Yeah, maybe it was meant to be. That was by accident. Yeah. That was, I pressed the, you know how you press the, on your laptop when you press your, the pad when your screen goes
yeah.
black? Put it back on. Well, when I do that, because the cursor was on the applause play button, that's why I did that. So, sorry about that. But it's like perfect. That was like perfect timing almost. That was kind of.
But speaking of timing and stuff,
yeah,
I'm
you gotta
turn
get off.
Off No, but I'm going to tell you another reason why. I don't know what the weather is supposed to be in New York, but we all know that me and James live where weather is not really predictable. It's just weather. But I'm looking out the window.
Yeah, whether or not.
And they've been talking about that we're supposed to be getting these storms. And it looks like that the sky is getting ready to open up. And we all know that when the weather gets bad, I will lose my internet.
Well, one time you lost electricity, but thank God for Wi-Fi at the time in your old house. I remember that. The blackout.
So I do got to get the battery back up. But I want to tell everybody, like, we will be back tomorrow night for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. Make sure you listen.
Yes.
And have a great night. I'm, like, really on this pause mode. I'm having, like, issues.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to eat in between and everything.
Oh, is that what it is? Besides other things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell everybody have a great evening.
Yes.
We'll be back tomorrow night for Sex, Sex, and More Sex. Hopefully, Greg will say something interesting. We will see how awake I am.
Yeah, please be. Please try to be.
But until then, later. Good night.
Yeah, there's in tomatoes. Bye. Enjoy that banana split shake. Bye, everybody. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Fuck you, LeBron. Oh.